Hot new country, Kicks 104, and Billy Dean trying to start that fire here, and it's going to be rather difficult. I'm believing you're going to have some wet sticks this morning if you're trying to start that fire. It's 9 minutes after 7 o'clock, 7:09. Speaking of wet, too, if you live in St. Charles County, you might want to call the health officials before you drink the water. They say that because of the flooding due to all this rain, it's playing havoc with the fresh water supplies. And so they're giving free canned water available at the Disaster Application Center at the Smart Airport in St. Charles. To find out whether you're involved in that, if you live in that area, you should probably call the health departments. And the phones will be busy this morning. Should we drink it? No, don't drink the water.
We'll go get some canned water.
Canned water, yeah. I mean, they don't give bottled water out.
Canned water.
This is canned water. Has a special taste to it.
We better do this before we get canned. It's 10 minutes after 7, and as you know, that is the time that we tell you every day what the key phrase of the day is so that you, too, may get a key that might fit that $28,000 beautiful country home from Brofs and Kicks 104. Today's key phrase is... very simple. I love kicks.
I love kicks?
I love kicks.
Oh, see, now I was hoping the phrase would be...
if it bleeds, we can kill it.
No, that's not the phrase. The phrase is...
maybe I could do it like Arnold does it, you know? Maybe that'll make it better, you know? The phrase is, I love kicks. I love kicks.
And you'll hear it in the 11 o'clock hour, the 1 o'clock hour. The 3 o'clock hour, the 5 o'clock hour, you'll hear us ask for the 24th caller. And that's when you're going to want to call up, be the 24th caller, and say...
if it bleeds, we can kill it.
No, you're going to have somebody call and say, the phrase is...
if it bleeds, we can kill it.
All right, we're just messing around. The phrase is, I love kicks.
I love kicks. 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and 5 o'clock.
Summertime is just around the corner.
Come in today and get your tires rotated free by the tire pros at Tire America.
Well, I'll tell you what, you wear a pair of headphones like we do, and you listen to that commercial, that's better than caffeine. Wakes you right up.
Changed the color of my eyes.
It's 13 minutes after 7 o'clock, 7:13 with Chase and Sanborn. And Tori Lyons is here, too, to give us a traffic update.
Eastbound 70 travel time over 15 minutes right now from Cave Springs to 270. I'm Tori Lyons. We'll have more Kix Coffee traffic in minutes on Kix 104.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Hot new country, Kix 104.
And I'll miss her all day long. Like a change in the weather or the drop of a hat. Boom! It was over just like that. Like a touchdown pass in overtime. Like a thunderbolt from a clear blue sky. Like a knockout punch sends a man to the mat. Boom! It was over just like that.
A little bit of a twin spin. That was Robert Ellis Oral. A little bit of her love and the disco version.
Yeah.
Of Boom, It Was Over Just Like
Seems
That.
To be a trend, these disco versions of these songs. They call them the dance mix, but that's what they called disco, wasn't it?
That's right.
How about that?
I guess Urban Cowboy 2 can't be far behind.
I guess not. We were talking about that. John Travolta ought to make Urban Cowboy 2. Probably make a lot of money.
Yeah, it would revitalize his... dead career.
Him and
Deborah Winger.
Yeah.
They could come back and be...
two octogenarians who...
Well, remember back when we were boogieing down at Gillies?
We could get Billy Ray Cyrus to play the kid, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's be bad. Birthdays, anniversaries, departures for May the 18th. This is Tuesday. Joe Bonsall is 45. Joe sings with the Oak Ridge Boys. And their biggest hit was Elvira. They sold the most copies of Elvira.
Bobby Sue did fairly well.
But Elvira was the biggest. My pants are on fire for Elvira. Perry Como is 81. And it's interesting. He and his childhood sweetheart have been married for... since 1933.
Perry Como.
Mm-hmm. 70 years. Mm. He's 81 years old.
But be still my beating heart.
That's amazing.
Ah, diggity, dog, diggity, boom, what? Remember those old songs he used to do?
No.
Yeah.
Country Western singer George Strait is 41.
Okay.
He taught himself to play guitar. Pernell Roberts, 63.
Oh, he's the only surviving member of the Cartwright clan, except for maybe Hop Singh. I don't know. Is Hop Singh still around?
Well, they see they don't talk about that, but Pernell and Hop Singh had a thing. He was also on Trapper John MD. Did you know that? Yeah.
Yeah, he's been on. Now he does FBI's The Untold Stories.
Oh, yeah. They find the stars that don't have any career left.
Sure.
Put them in there like
Robert Stack.
Yeah. Baseball. Yeah. Who's the guy? Gil Gerardo or something who was. You know, he's on one of them, too. I don't know. Reggie Jackson's 45 today. Dwayne Hickman, 59.
Dobie Gillis.
Mm-hmm. Frank Capra, the guy who is the movie director, and thanks to him, every Christmas time we're inundated with his movie, It's a Wonderful Life. And Pope John Paul II is 73 today. Now, what do you get the Pope for his birthday?
What do you buy the man who has... Well, the clothes are out.
Yeah.
You know,
he's got his wardrobe.
Yeah, he's got his wardrobe. Maybe, I don't know, six-pack?
I don't think
so. What would you buy the Pope?
Get them candles that you blow out.
Some nice wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, those trick candles, that'd be funny, wouldn't it? Now, let's not be disrespectful to the Pope.
He's the first non-Italian to be elected Pope in 456 years.
How about that? We've got some local birthdays going on, too. Katie Duran of O'Fallon, Missouri is 6 years old today. Audrey Turnbull of Woodson Terrace is 39. Beth Broder is celebrating her 28th birthday. She's from Glasgow Village, Missouri. Happy anniversary to Vicki Nadler and her wonderful husband. They're out in O'Fallon wedding. They've been married 2 years. Their wedding was 2 years ago, and happy anniversary to them. And we have a departure today. Scott Jocolet is headed for Idaho, and Jennifer wants to say, happy trip, Scotty.
Yeah, he's going to be gone for 3 months, and she has no idea why he's going to Idaho. Happy departure. That's BAD for today. It's 25 after 7. At Kix 104.
The only one of its kind.
Refundable security deposit required with approved credit.
Kix 104.
Walk the straight and narrow.
Currently at the Kix 104 Weather Center at 7:30, light rain and 57 degrees. Good morning, I'm George Depper, Kix 104 News. St. Charles and Lincoln County residents affected by spring flooding are being encouraged by local health officials to use canned water. Currently at the Kix 104 Weather Center at 7:33, light rain, 57 degrees at Kix 104 FM.
Good morning, it's time again for Chase and Sanborn's Amazing Stories.
Well, Tuesday, May 18th, and we're kind of hoping that today you remember to take your galoshes and your bumper chute with you wherever you happen to go.
We're going to tell you the story today about the litigious blimp.
Where'd you get that word from?
I got it out of my dictionary.
Jeez. We've also got, are you sick? You know those TV commercials for Sliver?
Uh-huh.
Now, the latest sex TV commercials. Well, if you're not tired of Indecent Proposal, we got some more news about that movie.
We got a story about an intoxicating spaghetti.
We didn't get to the story yesterday about the magician that made a part of his act disappear unwittingly.
And we're going to tell you about the potty squatter. Yes, these are the big amazing stories for today. And today's amazing stories being brought to you by Hackman's Lumber and Do-It Centers, where right now it is Hackman's annual deck days. Coming up Saturday and Sunday, that's this very weekend, and you can head on out and learn how to put a deck on your house.
You sure can, and you know, with the weather the way it is now, you got to look at the Colony Waterproof Sealer, too. You can get it for $8.99 a gallon, and of course, exterior oil stain is $12.99. That's also from Colony. You get free Colony stain for your new deck. You get 2 free gallons when you purchase deck materials of $400 or more, and you get other things, too. They're going to throw in a claw hammer. They're going to throw it at you, you know, but they're going to put it into the package.
Well, if they throw it right, you can catch it.
Yeah. I would want to try, but you can, George, if you'd like. A 12-foot tape measure, a 12-inch combination square, circular saw blade, a lot of literature that goes along with it, too. And they got this neat computer thing we were talking about yesterday about how you go in and tell them your dimensions, and the computer actually spits out a picture of what your deck will look like when it's done. When it's done right.
The There's a difference there.
Yeah.
Well, it's Hackman's Deck Days, and it's going on this weekend. You can head on over for all those great products. 2000 First Capital Drive in St. Charles, or you can head to the one on South Highway 94 at Junk Station Road. Hackman's Do It Center, serving the St. Charles, St. Louis area since 1945. This is a great story, guys. This is about the blimp that flew over a farmer's yard, and now the farmer is suing.
What kind of blimp is that?
What was it?
Litigious?
A litigious blimp. It caught some little litigation. Apparently, a Texas couple is suing, guess who?
He's been studying.
Mm-hmm. Anheuser-Busch of St. Louis, because their blimp flew over Dave and Sue Winningham's Granbury farm.
Oh, don't tell me. It blocked out the sun, and they had the irreparable tanning damage.
No, their ostriches were frightened by the blimp, and now they refuse to breed. And the couple say,
well, what would you do if a blimp flew over?
I wouldn't refuse to breed, especially if it was the Bud One airship. I'd say, hey.
He's tried to breed with a blimp once or twice.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it. Hey, knock that off. She might be listening. That wasn't very. The suit alleges that the Bud One airship.
What type of blimp?
Flew lower than was reasonably prudent, scaring the bejeezies out of their ostriches. And now the couple wants the brewery here in St. Louis to lay an egg in their bank account worth $148,000.
Wow.
For breeding ostriches.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's getting a little outrageous, though, in the court system.
It's amazing.
It really is. We got the story. This happens to be the anniversary of a federal jury in Oklahoma City giving the kids of Karen Silkwood. Remember, did you see that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Gave her kids $10 million because they said they operated the plant where she worked in a harmful manner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that we kind of agree with. But now here's the story today out of our neighboring state of Illinois from Chicago. The Supreme Court has awarded $1.5 million to the widow of a guy who was killed when he peed on an electric rail when he was drunk. Now, what is the court system thinking here?
I don't know.
I'd like to know what he was thinking when that electricity went up the stream and went.
Do we have to put warning labels now?
I bet on that third rail?
I bet he sobered up real quick, though, before he died.
Can you see the signs along the Chicago railway station?
Please do not.
Here on the third rail.
Don't pee on a track.